Job ads, ex-colleagues, and fortune tellers. Job ads – ogłoszenia o pracę. Ex-colleagues – byli współpracownicy. Fortune tellers – wróżki. So, job ads, ex-colleagues, and fortune tellers. What do they have in common? Looking for a new job. How come? Jak to? How come? Let me explain. When we lose our job, the first step we usually take is browsing the job ads. Browsing – przeglądanie. So, our usual first step is browsing the job ads. The outcome – rezultat, the outcome – is usually dubious at best. Dubious – wątpliwe. The outcome is usually dubious at best. One option is that it turns out that all the job offers have unrealistic requirements for the so-called ideal candidate. You're supposed to be, masz być, you're supposed to be young, although that's ageism, dyskryminacja ze względu na wiek, ageism. So you're supposed to be young, you're supposed to have 20 years experience, so recent graduates, absolventi, recent graduates are discriminated against, okay? Discriminated against, dyskryminowani. But remember about this against, okay? Nie zapominamy o against, to jest inaczej niż po polsku. They are discriminated against, women are discriminated against, foreigners are also discriminated against. Always with against, yeah? So, recent graduates are discriminated against. And you have to know 5 languages. You have to have a valid driving license. Prawo jazdy, driving license. And you have to be able to juggle, żonglować, juggle grapefruits on lunch breaks to entertain your boss. Piece of cake. So, that's one option. The other extreme is that employment conditions, warunki, employment conditions offered are far from satisfactory, do przeżycia, let alone satisfying. Let alone, co dopiero, satisfying, zadowalające. So, employment conditions offered are far from satisfactory, let alone satisfying. The salary, pensja, the salary is too low. The commute, czas dojazdu do pracy, the commute is too long, or you are required to work overtime, pracować po godzinach, work overtime, 8 days a week. This last one, although taking work home seems to be the sad reality for many of us, we keep dreaming of jobs where we could actually slam the office door, trzasnąć drzwiami, slam the office door at 5 p.m. and forget about work. Da-dong. So, having given up on job ads, poddawszy się, having given up on job ads, we turn towards our network of friends, znajomi, nie przyjaciele. Przyjaciele to best friends. So, friends, znajomi, colleagues, współpracownicy, no, not koledzy, współpracownicy, yeah, ex-colleagues, mothers-in-law, teściowe, mothers-in-law, or, if you're desperate enough, even pets. Why not? So, you ask around, podpytujesz, you ask around, you post on LinkedIn, you do the fashionable thing called networking, nawiązywanie kontaktów, networking. Now, networking is tough if you're introverted, like myself, but you'll manage, yeah? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Co cię nie zabije, to cię wzmocni. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? Da-dum. But when all of that fails and you're desperate and fed up, masz dość, you're fed up, you turn to some alternative methods. You turn to, zwracasz się do. You turn to some alternative methods. If conventional treatments have failed, conventional treatments, tradycyjne metody leczenia, why not a fortune teller? Or positive thinking, affirmations, the law of attraction, prawo przyciągania, the law of attraction. If you repeat to yourself, I have the job of my dreams, often enough, with enough conviction, przekonanie, conviction, and determination, you're bound to get that job soon. You're bound to get, na pewno dostaniesz. You're bound to get that job soon. Right? Right. Well, if you'd rather, jeśli wolisz, if you'd rather take matters into your own hands and be the master of your own fate, być kowalem własnego losu, be the master of your own fate, you might want to skip the last step and eventually find a job offer that matches your expectations and seems to be the job of your dreams. Yay! All you have to do now is ace that job interview. Ace, świetnie przejść. Ace that job interview and you're all set. Wszystko gra. You're all set. So next week, I'll tell you about this last step, the job interview. And if that's ahead of you, don't forget to sign up for my online live training, How to Avoid Typical Mistakes in a Job Interview in English. That's 29th of September, and there will be a recording available. So I do hope to see you there. See you next week. Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, konsultant kariery, rozmowa o pracę po angielsku. Bye!